A big music fan, I know, is our book reviewer this morning, Karen Dass. Lovely to have you with us. Morena.
Morena, Catherine. Oh, you've got the great music this morning. I was rapping along. I bet you're glad you couldn't hear that.
No, it's all right. I was letting rip loudly in front of the, it's unfortunate, in front of the book reviewer on Friday. He had the misfortune to be sitting in here while I was singing the Bowie Turner duo, the duet. Everything tonight.
Amazing.
Yeah. We've got to sing. Got to sing, but sometimes it's best to keep the volume down. Now, August Blue is by Deborah Levy. It is published by Penguin Random House. Please inform us.
Yeah, so you've got the great music, and I've got the good news that Deborah Levy has a new novel. It's called August Blue, and it's excellent. I've reviewed her books here with you at least a couple of times before, and I'm pretty evangelical about her. I'll read anything she writes. So she's been publishing her novels in an interesting sequence between installments of what she calls her living autobiography, publishing a memoir and a novel turnabout. Now, her last novel was The Man Who Saw Everything, which was actually my least favourite of her books. And that was followed by the excellent memoir Real Estate, which apparently is the last in that memoir series. I think she's probably best known for these tremendous memoirs, which have been both critically and commercially successful. And people often ask me where to start with Levy, and I'll point them in the direction of that memoir series. There's three of them. But look, I'm really pleased that August Blue evokes the same mesmerising style and atmosphere of what I reckon are her two best novels, Hot Milk and Swimming Home. Now, both of those were shortlisted for the Booker Prize, and August Blue has the same smart cyclical use of recurring motifs and her eye for the uncanny and ear for dryly funny observations. Look, I'll give a bit of context to August Blue, which is her eighth novel. So before the Russian composer and virtuoso pianist Rachmaninoff composed his iconic Piano Concerto No. 2, he was gripped by a heavy depression. Now, he credited the lifting of this malaise to treatment by hypnosis, which breathed his creative fire back into him, enabling him to craft this haunting piece. August Blue is also hypnotic, and our central character, Elsa M. Anderson, is a renowned concert pianist and a former child prodigy whose hands are insured in America for millions of dollars. But in a humiliating aberration, she loses her place while performing Rachmaninoff's piece in Vienna and walks off stage and away from performing music. Now, a common theme in Levy's work is sort of shape-shifting dualities and spectres, and August Blue is no different. While at a flea market in Athens, Elsa sees a woman who is wearing the same green raincoat as her, and she watches the woman buy a pair of mechanical horses which dance when the tail is lifted, and Elsa wants those horses and decides that the woman is her psychic doppelganger. She has this startling thought that she and her are the same person. So Elsa follows her, or is followed by her, from Athens to London and Paris. And she says, and I quote, "I heard her voice as music, a mood, or sometimes as a combination of two chords." It sounds pretty weird, doesn't it?
It does. Does she make it work?
Oh, she does. You know, whether she's writing memoir or fiction, Levy is an exquisite writer of stylish mood pieces. I think she's a really rare contemporary writer in that she has an avant-garde background in theatre, and her themes and writing style embrace intellectual vigour. Freud is referenced in August Blue because it sort of deals with the subconscious and repressed memory. And she's quite experimental, embracingly intellectual, but at the core, she so expertly and generously examines and reveals the female experience in a way that is just so sharply universal and relatable with a popular appeal and strange and wonderful ways in which people relate or don't relate to each other. So, you know, her books are strangely but perfectly pitched somewhere between being cerebral yet also kind of high-end holiday reads, and I say that not as an insult at all, but as a way of acknowledging just how smart but easy to read her books are.
Love the high, what did you call it, high
High-end holiday reads.
High-end holiday reads. That's the sweet spot. That is fantastic. Thank
it
you
really
very much.
Is.
Karen Dass has reviewed August Blue by Deborah.